The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Prout is there. A woman has fell from the sixth floor in Russia. Wow. And she has survived. Look at this. She's going to fall right here on this car. Ouch. Wow. An 80-year-old woman. Something like this. But the car has played the role of a kind of dampener of the fall, and somehow the metal was she was just right at the middle of the car. Magister Templi says the bus woman survived too, huh? I don't know who the bus woman is. I have no idea. That I didn't know. Even if I'm a magician. What are you, a magician? No, I'm not a magician. I'm a magician. Even if I'm a magician, I didn't know that there used to be, before, of course, computers and printing, there used to be a machine that would typewrite music. Wow. That I had no clue. A music typewriter. Look at this. You can put a note there. You have to adjust the height. Whoa. Unbelievable. You have to typewrite the tail of the note. Then you have to typewrite the note itself. Wow. Unbelievable. I had no clue. This must have been a nightmare to align. Magister Templi says, the royal prostitute that got hit by a bus. I'm not even sure of the name, but you'd mention it. Okay, I don't remember of this story under this description, but maybe it's a story that I've covered. People are speculating that the trade war with China is on the verge of ending. It feels definite to me. No, Trump is going to end the trade war with China imminently. He wouldn't say this if he didn't have the deal wrapping up definitively, right? If Xi reciprocates his sentiment, the market will rip. Trump has to end this given the polls. Well, yeah, I've not found this trade war very exciting nor super well aligned and well organized. So perhaps what Trump meant by saying this is that there is a deal in the workings.
Nobody can compete with us. Nobody.
You said they have a good relationship with President Xi. Why not pick up the phone and call him and make a deal?
Oh, we're going to make a deal. We'll have a deal.
Mr. President?
I think we're going to make a very good deal with China.
Do you plan to reach out and call him?
I think that you will see we'll make a very good deal with China.
Mr. President?
Nobody can compete.
Well, perhaps it is an indicator that this whole trade war is a bluff, and he just wanted something very specific in a deal. I don't know about these deals. I'm not excited at all about them, because at this point, it's like, what are the deals about? Why is Trump pursuing this so hard to the point of self-destruction of the economy? Not clear to me what the goal is. Now, I'm willing to grant that sometimes a president has to act strategically and secretly and not reveal his goals. Maybe there's some secret genius move here, but I don't see it personally. Magister Templi says, yes, Virginia with the kidney failure. She pulled through quite remarkable considering initial reports. Okay, well, is that a Russian? Okay, you call her a royal prostitute. By that you meant she was the prostitute of Jeff Epstein as a 17-year-old to the royal family. Okay, now I get what story that was. So did she survive? She had said she had 4 days left to live. And I had myself made an April Fool's joke around it. That I had 4 days left to live too. And I had published a fake picture of me with injuries on my face. So was my April Fool's joke prescient? Did she survive? I was finding it so bizarre that after an accident, after a car accident, you're either dead or you live. You know, it's very rare that the car accident will happen and the doctors will tell you have 4 days to live. I had never heard of this. So is she alive now? John Drake says, ending, I'm reading Trump's team is pressuring other countries to stop trading with China or else. Yeah, there's also these reports. So we are in absolute confusion, as we have always been with this trade war and deal. So I don't know what to tell you. Scientists have found the strongest evidence yet of life on an alien planet. Scientists using the James Webb telescope have found the strongest signs yet of possible alien life, detecting gases in a distant planet's atmosphere that on Earth are only made by living organism. We keep having these stories. So how does that work? Well, the way we observe exoplanets is generally through their atmosphere, and especially as they pass in front of their sun. So if we're on the Earth, the planet passes around its sun, and at that moment of the year where it's perfectly aligned with its sun, you will see light coming around the planet. And the analysis of this light and what color it is specifically, what range of colors are present in that light, reveals what are the molecules on this planet in the atmosphere. That is called spectroscopy, and it's something that you can do with an air sample. You can light a sample of gas that you have on Earth. You can pass light through it. There will be absorption bands. There will be colors of light that are absorbed by it and colors of light that are not absorbed by it. And from these bands of absorbed or not absorbed, you can know which kind of molecules are present in the sample. So that is the method that has been used to find that a molecule called dimethyl sulfide has been found on a distant water planet, poetically named K2-18b. As far as we know, DMS can only be made by life. So as far as we know, this is pretty direct evidence for life. Alien phytoplankton, a possibility worth floating, surely. Yes, I think it's exciting, but I think the most likely explanation, as PBS Spacetime makes the case all the time, he says, it's never aliens until it is. But in general, it's never aliens. And it's never been aliens. And I don't think that it's aliens. Because first, there are two characteristics of the discovery we need to take into account. The planet is much bigger than the Earth. It is something below the mass of Neptune, but much bigger than planet Earth. So we're talking about higher gravity. We're talking about, yes, there is water on this planet, but there is probably a very different chemistry than what happens on Earth. And I don't see anything special about dimethyl disulfide that it couldn't be produced by a natural process, especially if you're on another planet with a different constitution, different rocks, different atmosphere, different gravity, different things hanging out in water or around water. I believe that that's enough novelty that we can't affirm that dimethyl disulfide couldn't be produced by this environment. Now, dimethyl disulfide is present in garlic, and it is present in putrefying corpses, and it is present in stuff that really putridly stink. So it is the extreme stinkness of bad breath in the morning. It is the extreme stinkness of garlic, and it is the extreme bad odor of cadavers that that dimethyl disulfide explains. So in a way, we have discovered a trash planet. Something is putrefying there. And then you think, well, putrefaction, isn't that life? Of course, it's the end of life, but isn't that a sign for life? If there were only rocks, if there were only if there were only natural volcanoes, meteorites, and natural elements that are not alive, would we have putrefaction? Well, I think there is a chemical path to get there, because first you start with methane ethyol, so you have a carbon atom attached to a sulfur atom attached to hydrogen. And so that's a very simple molecule. I would expect that under various circumstances, it can be created. All you need is carbon, sulfur, and hydrogen. You could have this happening in the earth, the rocks, the caverns, the pockets, high gravity, withheld pockets of gas, pockets of liquid. And you could have an accumulation of this substance. And dimethyl disulfide, and this substance is already very stinky. It is the substance, actually, the one molecule form of it is the substance that is present in bad breath. Now, if you want the substance that is present in garlic or garlic-like odors, this is the two-molecule version of it. So it's the very same principle, but instead of being attached to a random hydrogen, it is attached to itself, so you have a double molecule, which is why it's called dimethide disulfide. It has two of each of the atoms of the original molecules. Now, how do you get to the two dimethyl disulfide? Well, you can have something that comes in and that steals the hydrogen atom. So, for example, iodine. Iodine can be present naturally in large quantities if you have a planet where there's some degree of maybe nuclear fission happening, producing this, throwing it in the volcanoes and rock. I wouldn't be surprised that you can have iodine coming into a pocket of methyl sulfate and transforming it into dimethyl sulfate. The first consideration being high gravity planet, so very different environment, very different chemistry. Second consideration that tells me this is not life. It's 50 times the concentration that we find in the Earth. So at 50 times, you have a massive process generating this on this planet. So one hypothesis is, well, maybe there's just 50 times more putrefaction in this planet. Let's say that they are a civilization just like us. Well, they have 50 times more bodies, 50 times more dying matter. And I'm like, on planet Earth, you don't have an accumulation of this gas because it's a molecule that gets recycled in the ecology. So you wouldn't have it rise to a high concentration because it's useful, because it's part of the mechanisms that can be used by life. It's part of the stuff that can be produced and that is part of the decomposition process in life. If you have 50x on this planet, you either have to invoke that, okay, perhaps life there works on a different chemical basis, and perhaps that's not putrefaction for them. Perhaps it's like oxygen. Perhaps it's something more prevalent in their life form. Or you can also invoke that a natural mechanism exists that can produce this molecule generously and much more than on Earth, and therefore, because it's a natural process, it accumulates in large quantities, because natural process, unlike life, is not rare. It's happening ubiquitously on this planet, and therefore the high concentration is explained by the fact that it's non-life. I don't have a strong position other than I generally doubt life. And I was arguing about the pocket of gases in rocks, and someone was sending me on Telegram manganese nodules. So apparently those are pockets that exist at the sea bottom, and they have a high concentration of iron and manganese hydroxides. So you have complex chemistry that emerges, not necessarily from life, but they form nodules and little balls, and you could think that little balls like this on another planet, they could have a different, totally different dynamic, totally different type of production. That's very interesting. I didn't know about the manganese models, so thanks for informing me about it. As I was answering to Mike McCullough, anything that life does, nature can do. At slower rates most of the time, but not always. All you need is hydrogen, carbon, and sulfur combining together, and you obtain methane ethyl. And then some element like iodine occurring naturally could come and produce the dimethyl disulfide from it. One can imagine all of these elements existing in a deep cavern, perhaps underwater, and the effects of a very strong gravity could participate to these formations, among other factors. Perhaps the process could occur over millions of years of accumulation, leading to gas pockets in rocky materials. It's fun to imagine how the higher gravity, and specifically the absence of life, could participate together in keeping the concentration of that compound so high. But perhaps it's high precisely because there's no life. Perhaps it's high because nothing on this planet can decompose that molecule, so it's accumulating at a higher rate than it's disappearing. My conclusion, most likely not life. The Jack Acid says, when mushrooms break down like that, we can call it deliquescence. The Jack Acid says, maybe it is a planet full of Indians. Well, no matter, this is the point of convergence. All life forms converge toward
Is it true eating 2 to 3 garlic cloves every day for a week will make you immune to mosquitoes? My mother used to swear by this method because it makes you smell bad.
Certainly, flies can detect dimethyl disulfide, but I don't know that they are repelled by it. I think they might be attracted to it, because putrefaction, decomposing matter, must be somewhat interesting to a fly at times. So I don't know if it's true. But yeah, there's all sorts of people who believe that garlic has these superpowers. I've never been convinced of any of it. We have a shooting that has been happening at Florida State University today. It seems that this was a shooting by a white student of that place. He went in, killed 2 people and injured 5. We have some of the videos of the shooting here. Yeah, so it seems that the student who caused the shooting was a Jeremiah 5120, Ickner 2004. You are my war club, my weapon for battle. With you, I shatter nations. With you, I destroy kingdoms. Okay, that would be the guy. Police announced that the FSU shooter, Phoenix Ickner. Ickner is the name of the shooter, is the son of a Leon County sheriff's deputy and used one of the deputy's weapons in the attack. So if this is confirmed, that would mean we're talking about someone who took the weapon from his father, who was a sheriff. Pruitt notes that this is a Jewish Old Testament quote. That is interesting. Yes, I note this. Now, is Ickner a Jewish name? I don't know. We'll have to research. Was he citing this as a Christian or citing this as a Jew? Jessica Ickner, a Facebook page of her. So who is Jessica Ickner? I don't know if it's his mother, perhaps. But Jessica... the son of a deputy. But the deputy could be a female. So no, it's not necessarily that the deputy... Leon County Sheriff's deputy. The deputy could be a female. Therefore, it's not necessarily his father that was the deputy. It could be his mother. And that would explain why his mother would have a sheriff star on her Facebook. And she was reposting in 2024, so last year in April, she was reposting a post saying, "Why does Israel matter?" Did you know that the time clock of the return of Jesus Christ isn't based on America's timeline? It's based on what is happening in Israel. Did you know Jesus wasn't a Christian? He was a Jew. He celebrated and kept the Jewish holidays, holy days and customs, as well as the feast of the Lord. He didn't come to eradicate the Torah and writing of the prophets / Old Testament. He came to fulfill the prophecies that were written in them. Oh boy, oh boy. We are deeply into... does that even qualify as Christianity at this point? We are deep into Christian Zionism. Like radical Zionistic Christianity. Oh boy. When Jesus returns, he isn't returning to the United States. The Bible says he is going to plant his foot down on the Mount of Olives and go through the Eastern Gate, which is currently sealed off with 16 feet of concrete. A cemetery was also placed in front of that gate because touching the dead makes a Jew considered unclean and unable to enter the temple, which is considered holy. The Word of God says he will return there, and from there he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. The final battle isn't going to be on U.S. soil. It's going to be in the Valley of Megiddo in Israel. The Bible says as the nations wage war against Israel, Jesus will come and destroy his enemies with the breath of his mouth. The breath of his mouth? Is there dimethyl disulfide in Jesus? In Jesus' breath, because we've just found a planet that can handle 50 times the concentration. 50 times more bad breath on that planet. God did not replace the Jews with Christians, as some believe. We are actually grafted in with them as you would graft a wild branch into an existing tree. The Word of God says when you touch Israel, you touch the apple of God's eye. Oh boy. And so the son of this woman today has gone into a shooting spree at Florida State University, and he had those very Old Testament quotes on his own Facebook. The people noted there's a video that comes out where there's a black guy walking around the campus, seeing a woman bleeding on the floor with literally blood coming out of her ass. And she seems like maybe dead, maybe not. Turns out she is not dead. She survived. But the guy is just continuing to walk on the sidewalk with his Starbucks, not offering help at all. And so of all the shooting videos, this segment of a totally careless person, a careless black person, stole the spotlight of all of the videos today. Magister Templi says, "Wow, from Google, the first thing I clicked is a full screen full of fairy in caps. You don't disappoint. Haha." I don't know what that means. The Jack Acid says, "It makes me laugh when Christians say Scientology is crazy. All religion is." Well, definitely here we have a special family having very, very special beliefs. I don't know what was the motive of going into Florida State University and shooting people. If he was a student there, so maybe he had some grudge against, I don't know, maybe females, beautiful females, maybe a heartbreak, maybe just the whole school as a whole. I'm going to become a doll collector, says Laura Loomer. A new edition, the Ashley Sinclair doll. It comes with the full representation of Ashley Sinclair. You have a Tesla Cybertruck. You have a sign that says, "I love you, Elon. I'm unemployed." You can have multiple black babies and a single white baby with Elon. And a big roll of cash, just cash that Elon has given you. The Ashley Sinclair doll is available at your closest toy stores. I will certainly buy my own edition. Did Jackie Chan send a super chat? And maybe it didn't trigger?
JF, I've thought about moving into Canada or Alaska just to get away from that sort of thing. I have relatives that talk like this the way you or I talk about Bitcoin.
Absolutely. It is a totally decent decision to make, and I would definitely consider doing it. Go north. I think that Alaska will not be blacked. So Alaska is definitely an interesting target. Yeah, white people will survive in the snow just like they've always done. Doubting Thomas says, "Jeff, have you discussed the evidence for pseudopanspermia when the NASA probe detected all of the key amino acids on a meteor from an ancient planet at the edge of our solar system?" Oh, that was a long time ago. I may have talked about it on the show. My opinion on this has always been that finding amino acids is not enough. And of course, no, it's not evidence for panspermia. It's just, okay, this is the basic background chemistry of the universe. Maybe it exists everywhere. Of course, you would think that if life appeared with amino acids must have been plentiful, and so it has to be the case that there is a way, non-life way, to generate amino acids. So no, that's my thinking on this, not that it is panspermia. Okay, Magister Templi was answering to someone else on the chat. So Ashley Sinclair is continuing her ride, her mediatic ride against Elon, and we are learning that she said she refused $15 million. $15 million with $100,000 per month of money. Women are incapable of understanding the value of money, and it's unbelievable. And she makes arguments. She makes arguments in the newspaper that, oh well, you know, there was no guarantee that if Elon dies that this payment would continue, and there was not a life insurance fund. Bro, $15 million, who cares? You have $15 million. Who cares if the $100K per month payment doesn't renew? You have $15 million. You can buy Bitcoin with $15 million of Bitcoin. People don't understand. She doesn't understand what she said no to. And so Elon has been negotiating from the top. He's been like offering her the best, and she said no to it. And then it's like, okay, well, you're going to have less because he doesn't have to give you $15 million. Holy shit. Sinclair, during the height of her interactions with the billionaire owner, Fong, so we're learning that Tiffany Fong, this Asian, beautiful girl out there, I don't know what the fuck she's doing in life. She's just always annoying and always there to attract attention to her. But we're learning that Tiffany Fong is the one who organized this whole thing in the end, because Tiffany Fong was first targeted by Elon for insemination. Tiffany Fong, being an Asian traditionalist, said, no, I don't want to get inseminated by you, Elon. I want a traditional, marriage with an actual husband. Wow, that is respectable. Congratulations to Tiffany Fong for having withheld her gold-digging instinct. And so, but instead, what she did is she started spreading the rumor in her female friends, female influencers, saying, hey, Elon is looking for an insemination possibility. And it all trickled down to Ashley Sinclair targeting Elon as a kind of a gold-digging shark, because she had heard from Tiffany Fong, Elon is on the market for a baby mama. So we're learning that Fong was earning $21,000 on the platform in a two-week period in November, according to a screenshot she posted. That was about when Musk sent her a direct message asking if she was interested in having his child, according to people familiar with the matter. The two had never met in person. Fong didn't move forward with Musk because she pictured having children in a more traditional nuclear family, but confided to a few friends about the approach, including Sinclair, whom she knew as another conservative social media figure, and how she worried that turning him down could hurt her earnings. Once Musk learned that Fong disclosed the request to others, he chided her for not using discretion, according to the people, and unfollowed her. That contributed to a fall in her engagement and her earnings declined. Bro, these women are unbelievable. They're always seeding trouble. It's like, I'm a man. I start from the base reality that Elon will never save me. And so, and I survive with so much less money than these gold-digging whores. But they are in the space of free money coming to them. And it's all the only question in their life is, what flow of money will I take? Will it be the simps of OnlyFans that want to give me money for pictures? Will it be the simping of Elon, who dreams of inseminating me, but I don't want to, so maybe I'll lose some viewers on this? Maybe. Holy shit, this is like first world problem to me. She's complaining that she lost some income on X, but she was starting from 21K a month. You're making 21K a month to chat on the internet? Holy shit. While she was pregnant, Musk had urged her to deliver the baby via cesarean section and told her he didn't want the child to be circumcised. Based? Musk has posted on X that vaginal births limit brain size and that C-sections... Oh, God. So Elon has this whole theory that for favoring brain size, we must convert humanity to C-sections to extract the baby out of the belly so that the brain can evolve to become bigger and bigger. Ah, unbelievable. I think that the brain, no matter what, the brain at the adult age will be whatever it has to be evolutionarily. And there's nothing at the embryo level that keeps you from growing it more if needed. But I don't think that it's clever to be for a million years doing C-sections in the hope that the brain will get bigger. Because if you don't have the selection pressure, it won't happen. And if you do have the selection pressure, it will happen too. It will happen no matter whether you do the C-section or not, because life can find a way. Life always finds a way, and it can find a way to either have the baby have a smaller brain and the adult a larger brain, or it can have a modification of the female anatomy and the allowance of a larger passage. Sinclair is Jewish, and circumcisions are an important ritual in the religion, and she decided against a C-section. So she already went, wow. She challenged the two contributions that Elon wanted to do to this process. The C-section, I understand, it's her decision. But the circumcision, wow. It's an important ritual in the religion. Well, there you go, Elon, there you go. This is what happens when you trust the Jewish female. He told her she should have 10 babies, and they debated the child's middle name. We ended up learning in this article that the child's name is Romulus. I'm wondering to what extent Romulus is a reference to the Alien movie series. In the Alien movie series, the Romulus is the spaceship that is stolen by a bunch of revolted youth, multiracial Jewish youth on some you know, foreign planet. And the Romulus is their act of theft against a big corporation. They revolt against the big corporation that's holding them on the planet, that's forcing them to be workers. And the Romulus is their way to go to the stars. I believe that perhaps Ashley Sinclair sees the baby of Elon Musk as a way to not be a worker, a base worker working at the Babylon Bee. And yes, it's also the legendary founder and first king of Rome. I understand. But I see more of a parallel with the Alien movie series. It's more like the Alien movie series because here you have an Ashley Sinclair that was bound to be a working class person working at the Babylon Bee. But here, this baby is her spaceship to escape the corporate planet, the mining planet. She doesn't have to mine anymore. She can go out there and discover the stars. I think that may be a better parallel for why she chose that name. On Friday, Sinclair didn't receive her scheduled child support payment from Musk, she said. Late on Tuesday, she said Musk's team sent her $20,000, having her stipend again. Halving her stipend again. So every time, this is so great what Elon is doing. He's doing half. He's doing the halving. He's doing something very Bitcoin-y. So it all started at something like what was she receiving at the beginning? Something like $100,000 a month. He chopped it in half because she went on a campaigning spree, selling her Tesla. And she did that the very week where everyone was dunking on Tesla. And I said, Elon, this is terrorism. This is terrorism, what's happening. It's Jewish terrorism. She is trying to crash your stock market value. Just her action may have cost Elon billions of dollars. So you can't maintain the payment. I was recommending that Elon split his payment by 95%. He decided to be more tolerant and do 50%. But here we are. He has to split it again. So he split it again now down to 20K. Halving again. Boom. He's going exponential. Half. You keep complaining. Half. You keep complaining. Half. Do you really want to split the atom down to what I can go? Because the fact is, Elon doesn't have to pay the cost of a baby. Suppose that we're talking base cost of babies. Elon should pay perhaps $3,000 worth of food per year. Maybe a little amount for some health insurance or whatever. Blimpy Supervisor says he'll never get to zero if he moves by halves. Zeno's paradox. Yeah, but you can get to such a small amount that it doesn't matter anymore. She's gonna get sense at the end of this. It's like, yeah, I don't know what's in the fucking head of Ashley St. Clair to have thought that you can do campaigning against the father of your child and that this is going to generate more income from you than $15 million? No. And forget about the $100K a month. That definitely no. But you're not going to make $15 million becoming a bitchy baby mama of Elon. So you take the $15 million that he offers. But here's the thing, and here's what ultimately led her to refuse. There was a condition attached that she could never reveal that she was the mother of Elon Musk's baby. That it would be a secret forever. She didn't want this. She wanted the celebrity. Can you believe this? Bro, if I'm this boy, this Romulus, I'm growing, I'm doing some boxing on a punching bag, 16 years old, at some point, as I become an adult, I will look at my mom, Ashley St. Clair, and I'll say, you are a stupid hoe. You said no to $15 million because you wanted the narcissistic mediatic attention of people knowing that my father is Elon Musk. You wanted the media coverage. You wanted the celebrity. You wanted these little pictures with me as a baby in your arms. Unbelievable. This is the degree of female narcissism. It's more than $15 million that she thinks she's worth as a fucking single mom. Celebrity trumps everything for these broads, says John Drake. At some point, you have to have economic acumen. Think of it as an engineering question. No matter how much celebrity I give you in 2025, maybe in the 90s, newspaper celebrity was something very rare. And if you got it, maybe you'd get a book deal, maybe you'd get some Hollywood performance, and maybe you'd make your $15 million back. With some degree of newspaper, paparazzi, and, you know, magazine coverage. But in 2025, you are fucking ridiculous if you think you're going to make $15 million out of becoming basically the world's whole gold digger. And a gold digger who has failed on top of it. The timing of the reduction in payments from him are timed with disagreements on testing and gag orders. The only conclusion we can make is that money is being weaponized. Well, of course you have to weaponize money. St. Clair's attorney's legal fees have exceeded $240,000. Well, there you go. You wanted this to be a fight to the bottom. You got it. You have turned $15 million potential with $100K a month to basically you're headed toward nothing. Another event that has happened today is the Carmelo Anthony press conference. Man, these black liars are fucking annoying. I don't know what annoys me most about the problem of race in America. Is it the murder, or is it the fucking black liar posturing for something that we all know was the case of an aggressive boy who set himself up in an aggressive situation? But when I hear this guy speak, I'm like, hey, maybe murder is not such a bad thing, you know? Maybe I wish he killed me instead of just talking like that.
He knows that it's inappropriate to be near this family.
It's so fascinating to me because these 80 IQ liars, they know just enough to sound high class. They know just enough to give their accent a superior class tone to it, but you know the guy doesn't have the cognitive functioning to speak like this. He's projecting a cardboard of high class accent.
But he did it. And so I say to people, actions speak louder than words.
So he's referring to the... And that's another bizarre thing with this press conference. the father of Metcalf, of Austin Metcalf. You'll remember the guy who basically forgave the assailant from the very day it happened. Said, oh, I understand, you know, he showed so much empathy for the black guy who just had killed his son. This guy showed up at the press conference, stood there like a fucking idiot with his sunglasses. But I don't know what that means. He was silent. He didn't explain the reasoning behind his action. What the fuck is this? You show up at the press conference of the guy who killed your son. Now, is that some protest? Is that some homage to your son? But in the context where you've said you had empathy for the killer, what the fuck is this? Is this a reversal of your stance? Do you now have no empathy? And why are you showing up with the sunglasses? No one understands what the fuck is going on with this father. Probably under medication that reduces his testosterone level. I've made the analysis on another show. Really, this guy is the mystery of this whole situation. But what the fuck is he doing? And so but people ended up noting something. He got evicted and he left without stabbing anyone in the heart. Credit, that is kind of a demonstration that it's possible to leave a tent without stabbing anyone in the heart. That is the only good way in which this action looks. Otherwise, I don't understand. Was he there to listen to the murderer because he wants to extend even more empathy to the murderer of his son? I don't know. The world is so bizarre these days, my friends. I can barely make a show anymore. I can barely explain to you guys what the news is because people are fucking retarded. Frog Eyes says he was doing his best Moon Man impression. That's as good as an hypothesis that I could come up with. Fractalit says they see a white guy murder like a blaster killing a Star Wars stormtroopers. Prout says, according to Tim Pool, he could have started defending himself. Lol. I mean, if it was a 6D chess move to ultimately demonstrate that you can be evicted without killing, but that doesn't make sense in light of the empathy of to the killer thing that he extended. So this is where I'm like, this is probably not this. What is he trying to say? He's trying to draw attention to the fact that it's not a black victim, because this press conference was mounted as if Carmelo Anthony is victim of something. They kept complaining and crying about him being lied about, being smeared. maybe standing there for the father was to mean, hey, let's not forget the victim is my son. The Jack Acid says maybe the feds put him up to it. He hoped to give an anti-racist speech. Frog Eyes says they're going to blow the entire defense fund money bag in 3 months. The Cadillac Escalade will be repossessed too. Yeah, and they're saying, well, we haven't withdrawn the Give, Send, Go money. Okay, but probably you bought a new house and a new car. Probably because you had that Give, Send, Go money that you were counting on. Maybe you got a loan. Maybe you got some other person helping you, but that happened because you had the Give, Send, Go money, right? So it's not really relevant whether you withdrew the actual money. And finally, a warning about Iran and Trump. There were people celebrating yesterday. President Trump, Tulsi Gabbard, and Pete Hegseth stepped in to halt an Israeli strike on Iranian nuclear sites in favor of negotiations. Trump has now responded to this by saying, well, I wouldn't say that I halted it. I would say I just think that we should give Iran more time, that I'm not in a hurry to do it, but it could still be done. But in any case, I said, in the coming weeks, you'll have Trump and Vance posturing as favoring diplomacy. The posture is designed to gather as much support from the war-hesitant population. Built into the demands is a device ensuring the failure of any diplomatic path. Trump's Iran can't have nukes. And the unstated premise under that device is that Israel can have nukes. So we are here demanding an asymmetrical position. What the Israeli side is demanding is to have asymmetric power in the Middle East, to consolidate an asymmetric control over the geopolitical unfolding. Iran is wise to this, so they have made a symmetric demand. If Israel gets rid of its nuke, we will abandon the pursuit of their production. But Israel will be there to say no, no, no. They will be there to ensure that the diplomatic solution isn't successful. They will poison the well of any conception that Iran could even follow up on their words, without, of course, allowing questioning that Israel itself might ever renege on their own. Thus, we should have a war, since Israel has paid for it by swindling Trump. It should just be delayed by a few weeks for campaigning purposes. So what I think is happening here is Iran has been quite clever by saying, okay, we're going to get rid of nukes and enrichment, but we want Israel to stop too. And that is a very fair request, very fair. And but you know that Israel doesn't want fair. So you know that they can't. You know it's against, it tortures them inside. Like, think of Ashley St. Clair. Well, this is the Ashley St. Clair of geopolitics. So Ashley St. Clair gets an offer of $15 million, but she's like, no, the celebrity is too good. I cannot stay silent about my baby coming from Elon Musk. I want everyone to know. And Israel will do the same. That they're getting a very fair offer here. You're scared of Iran? You're scared of them having nukes? Okay, they're not going to have nukes, but you get rid of your nukes too. That would be a Middle East in which a nuclear war cannot happen. But they won't want this. They're like Ashley St. Clair. They'll be like, I can't accept this.